I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Author Elena Passarello has created a bestiary with her new book of essays, Animals Strike Curious Poses, exploring the lives of individual animals who've had enough impact on humanity to be named and widely remembered. She'll celebrate the book's release with a reading as part of the Literary Northwest series at Oregon State University in Corvallis on Friday, February 24th, where she also teaches in OSU's School of Writing, Literature, and Film. Thanks for coming in, Elena.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I'm so happy to be here.
What made you decide to explore the animal side of history?
I found myself relentlessly interested in fun animal facts, things about the biology of animals that are interesting and places in which animals have taken a part in the human popular culture. But those fun animal facts often stand in front of some really complicated human-animal relationships. So I was really excited that, for example, a spider got shot up into space with the Skylab astronauts to spin a web with the men that were there in 1973. But the politics of animals in space is kind of interesting and difficult. And the way in which the spider overshadowed the work of the astronauts was kind of interesting and difficult. And that's kind of a nutshell of nearly every fun animal fact that got me into each essay in the book. I ended up having to kind of keep moving forward, thinking not so much about the animals as what happened with the humans and the animals at the time and what that says about where we were as a nation, as a culture, as a region.
Has it changed your relationship to, say, house cats?
I'll tell you what has changed. I figured when I was going to write the book, I was going to learn so much about the charismatic megafauna and the crazy beasts that do things that no other beasts on Earth do, you know, like those octopodes that can transform into any shape, you know, those really crazy things, that was going to be the new respect and fascination that I had. And that has not been the case at all. The two animals that I love and respect more than I ever have and ever will are these two species that live right outside my door here in Oregon. One is the cross spider, Araneus diadematis, and the other is the common starling, Sternus vulgaris. Digging into the way that web on Skylab was spun has completely affected the way that I feel when I see a cross spider on my window or when I'm walking to the bus and there's one. It's so awesome how much more present they are in my life now that I know so much about them. And the same is the case with the starling. My essay on the starling is about this pet starling that Mozart had and would whistle compositions to. And so I learned a lot about the way starlings compose songs, and they have this four-part song structure. It's called whistle, warble, click, and screech, much like the four-part sonata form that Mozart used. That's been the real joy of the book, is these animals that I see every day, to have this greater understanding of the way that they're doing something spectacular every day in the world.
And how did you decide how to represent them with a specific literary voice?
That became just a really fun game when I would start a new section or realize that one animal was going to kind of make it to the finish line and then ask myself, I could do anything in the world with the way that this reads and sounds. What new flavor can I add in? I realized that I was looking at different sounds kind of humanity. The 1515 Northern Renaissance in Nuremberg, Germany, where I write about Dürer's rhino, the famous viral woodcut that's completely biologically incorrect of this rhino that he never even saw. That sounds so different than the world of 1600 London, where I write about a bear. It was a bear-baiting bear that performed these kind of grisly, no pun intended, acts right next to the Globe Theater. So when Hamlet was happening, this bear was happening, completely different sound.
Well, in medieval times, a bestiary was a collection of moralistic fables. So are there morals to these stories or to the overall book?
The only way in which I could work when I was putting the book together was to come from my place as a human. And I am not the kind of human who should necessarily be moralizing about the relationship between humans and animals. What I am is a human who has grown up as a representative of a generation, a nationality, and a class that is completely saturated with animal stories. I live in this world that is saturated by the idea of animals, even though my reality with animals is questionable and complicated. I don't know what kind of moralizing you can do when you're working from that position, but I can certainly report from it and hopefully represent a kind of thinking that can be done even if you're not Jane Goodall.
Elena Passarello, author of the new essay collection, Animals Strike Curious Poses. She'll read from it in a book release event at Oregon State University in Corvallis in the Valley Library Rotunda at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, February 24th, as part of the Literary Northwest series. For more information, oregonstate.edu and sarahbandbooks.org. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.